The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Is Jesus Christ really alive from the dead? If He is, that means He really is who He claimed to be, the Lord of heaven and earth. That would mean He has the right to rule the lives that have your name and my name attached to them. Consider His story. The women filed into the tomb one by one. They stood there absolutely amazed, questions flying through their heads. All of a sudden, the tomb was filled with brilliant radiance. Another being, no, two of them, were sitting on the stone bed. One where Jesus' head had been, the other at the feet. These creatures were so majestic, the women fell on their faces before them. As they bowed low, the women heard them say, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how He spoke to you while in Galilee, telling you He would be killed by sinners, but on the third day would rise again?" The light they were bowing in seemed to sink into their souls. Now they remembered. Yes, it made sense. He had told them this. He had said it was all part of the Father's plan. He must die, but He would come back to life again after 3 days. One of the angels interrupted their thoughts by issuing a command. "Go, tell His disciples and Peter." While the words were not harsh, they were authoritative. Mary obeyed. She got up and, shielding her eyes from the brightness, she stumbled out of the tomb and then began to run back to the house. The other women followed closely on her heels. Racing through her mind were many questions, but they couldn't eclipse the one burning thought that was gripping her. Peter and the others had to know the grave was opened. She wondered how the men would react if they told them the angels. Yes, those beings must have been angels. The angels had said Jesus was alive. These men were heartbroken. Some were angry. Would they listen to women telling them someone was risen from the dead? Bursting through the doorway, she and the other women who had seen the open tomb began to pour forth words like a gushing spring. Trying to talk over their companions with increased volume, it took several long minutes for their message to be understood. The big fisherman couldn't believe what he was hearing. The tomb was opened? Who? How? Why? The questions immobilized him. But not young John. The impetuous youth bolted for the door. He would see for himself. Peter, letting his curiosity overcome his questions, followed suit, and caught John by the time they entered the street. They ran together toward the tomb, shouting the questions in their minds as they ran along. After a distance, the difference in their ages began to show as Peter began to fall behind, panting for breath. The women overtook him and joined him in his half-walk, half-run to the garden where the tomb was located. John's youthful stamina propelled him onward, and he arrived at the tomb several moments before the others did. It was as the woman had said. The stone was rolled back, and the entrance to the tomb was open. He slowly moved closer, stopping at the threshold of the entrance. He could now see clearly the grave clothes lying limp on the stone bed where they had laid Jesus' body just 3 days ago. But where was the body now? Have you surrendered to the resurrected Christ as your Master, your Savior? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.